Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. How are things shaping up here to close out the day?
Well, we're having a pretty good bounce in the wheat after yesterday's big sell-off. We did see new lows in Minneapolis wheat, and Chicago, Kansas City kind of retested their old lows. You know, these funds are holding still significant short positions in the grain markets. And, you know, it is April. We're about to get in a new growing season here. Normally, these funds aren't this short this time of year. They're looking maybe to get long on a weather scare or something like that. But for some reason, they're bearish and they keep piling on shorts here. U.S. dollar was up big yesterday. It's down big today. It's down about a half a full point. So hopefully, maybe seeing the strength in the dollar wane here as we go forward, that's put some pressure, especially on the wheat market, as it's kind of a world market in the wheat. And other than that, it's, you know, just kind of still digesting last Thursday's crop report with the acres and such, and waiting to see if some more demand shows up here.
And what are we seeing on the livestock side?
Still kind of trying to figure out this avian flu and the dairy cow thing. We're down in the cattle fairly hard again today. Feeders down 2.5. Live cattle down 70 cents to just about a dollar. But the funds were big sellers last couple of days in the cattle where they've been quite long. Concerning thing in the cattle, the slaughter weights keep increasing every week here, which means these cattle are getting backed up a little bit or they're feeding them heavier. Slaughter rates are, you know, 20 to 25 pounds heavier than a year ago. So that may be a little concerning down the road, but, you know, cash just kind of looked like it might be steady, maybe slightly weaker this week.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time for the update.